Hello, it's Michael here, Michael Morris, and this is Holy Week, the most important week of the year for Christians. When I used to teach in West Wales, I used to point out that in Welsh, Holy Week is called the Big Week, yr Wythnos Fawr, and it really is big. So big that long before the detailed story of Jesus' life was written down in the four Gospels, it was just the events of this week that were referred to by St. Paul as the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And Gospel, of course, means good news. But how on earth could the humiliation, betrayal, conviction and execution of an innocent man be construed as good news? Well, there's a clue in the Welsh word I used a moment ago. The Welsh word for week is wythnos, wythnos. It translates as 8 nights. But hang on, 8 nights? And there's only 7 days in a week. Well, depending on when the day starts, midnight for us or dusk for the Jews, and depending when the week starts, Monday with Sunday as the day of rest, or Sunday as the day of the new beginning, it's true to say that 8 nights surround the 7 days that make up a week. And to understand this big week, we need to include the Sunday at either side of it. Confused? Well, imagine how it was for those first followers of Jesus. As Jews, they'd gone with Jesus, himself a Jew, to celebrate one of the most important pilgrim feasts of the Jewish calendar, the week-long feast of unleavened bread that included the feast of Passover. It's a pilgrim feast because Jews were exhorted, and still are today, to make the pilgrimage to the holy city of Jerusalem to celebrate there if they can. That's exactly what Jesus and his followers did, arriving on what we now call Palm Sunday. And that's where the confusion really began. Some of his followers, at least, were expecting him to take the city by storm and proclaim himself as king, the Messiah sent by God and descended from King David. They were disappointed when he chose a humble donkey instead of a white stallion more becoming of a king. But then their hopes were raised when he made a stand in the temple during the busiest week of the year. Now perhaps they were unaware of the strength of feeling against them after that, but I doubt it. As they sought out somewhere for their special meal, I'm sure they heard murmurings against their leader. At least they thought they could relax when eventually Thursday evening came. If it was to be a Passover meal, and at least three of the Gospels agree it was, then it was to be a real celebration, with plenty to eat and drink, and a chance for them to share their common tradition. But then the confusion started again. While they were eating, Jesus warned them that they would soon disown him. Imagine that. 3 years earlier, they'd left their jobs, families and friends to follow someone they believed was going to change the world. Yet Jesus was now saying that even his closest friend Peter would betray him. Then, as they drank their traditional 4 cups of wine to remember the great act of deliverance when the slaves were freed from Egypt and went through the Red Sea to the Promised Land, Jesus took one of the cups, said the blessing, and told them in future, "Do this in remembrance of me." He wanted them to remember his blood that was about to be shed, not the blood of the Passover lambs that had been sacrificed some 1,500 years earlier. Now they really were confused. But they can't have been that worried, because they fell asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane as Jesus prayed, before they were woken by the sound of the guards who'd come to arrest Jesus. And of course they managed to find the energy to run away rather than get arrested themselves. And so the confusion continued through the night until Friday morning, as Jesus went between the religious court, the Sanhedrin, and the secular court under Pilate. No doubt the confusion turned to horror as they watched him being falsely accused, then abused and spat upon, before being strung upon a cross like a common criminal. Some, including Jesus' mother, watched him die slowly in the heat of the midday Mediterranean sun before his body was removed for burial. Then, as if that wasn't enough, when some of them went to anoint the body after the Sabbath day of rest had ended, the body wasn't even there. So with all this confusion, horror, and injustice, how on earth can this constitute good news? Well, the answer is to be found in the way we look at these events. At a certain age, my optician told me that I needed glasses. I thanked him for his advice, but I was very clear I'd never need to wear such things. And I persisted under this illusion for 3 years, then eventually conceded. And what a joy it was to see things so differently once I got used to my new glasses. In the same way, Easter Day gives us a new lens to look through as we consider the events of Holy Week. Without that eighth day, Oith Nos, Holy Week is a week of horrendous events and no more. But seen through the resurrection lens of Easter Day, it offers us hope that whatever the world throws at us, God can use this to fulfill his purpose on earth as in heaven. As we face the confusion of a very different Holy Week, without the usual church services, not being able even to drink from the common cup, and perhaps not even being able to be with our loved ones, may the faith of those first confused followers of Jesus give us the strength, the faith, and the hope to play our part in building God's kingdom on earth. Shall we pray together? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in? raised him from the tomb. Were you there when God raised him from the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when God raised him from the tomb?